American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 892. Here is the translated text as follows. Whether this libel was published by the Traverser, it will be useless for me to address him. If there is a man who doubts on that point, his mind must be impervious to the traits of truth. His mind must be panoplied over with doubt and skepticism. The blockade was one issue, and the other was to redeem the prisoners whose deliverance he had prevented some years before. On this occasion, Mr. Washington displayed the same lack of wisdom and economy that marks almost every other part of his administration. Pages 47 and 48. The first wrong step of the president regarding the remittance of the tribute was aggravated by every possible circumstance of impropriety. In direct breach of the Constitution, he involved the United States in the additional expense of that frigate without deigning to consult the legislature of his country. If such proceedings are allowed, it is evident that all civil government must soon come to an end. I am as solicitous as any man can be to think well of Mr. Washington, to believe, if possible, that he was misled by the bad people around him, and that he served his country with zeal as far as his faculties and information would carry him. Page 72. Adams and Washington have since been shaping a series of these paper jobbers into judges and ambassadors. As their whole courage lies in a lack of shame, these poltroons, without risking a manly and intelligible defense of their own measures, raise an affected yelp against the corruption of the French Directory, as if any corruption could be more venal, more notorious, more execrated than their own. For years, the United States resounded with curses against them, while the Grand Lama of Federal Adoration, the Immaculate Divinity of Mount Vernon, approved of and subscribed to every one of their blackest measures. Page 102. This speech has a charm that completely unmasks the scandalous hypocrisy of Washington. Item. Mr. Adams has only completed the scene of ignominy which Mr. Washington began. Page 103. The expenses of each army were successively abstracted from the treasury by Mr. Washington without the sanction of a statute and an express breach of the Constitution. Mr. Washington disdained to make an apology for this violation of his duty, and in both cases, Congress was too mean to demand it. The expenses of the recent tour to Northampton must have been obtained in the same way, because Congress was not in session when that affray broke out. This last presidential felony will be buried by Congress in the same criminal silence as its predecessors. These are extracts from a pamphlet called The Prospect Before Us, intended to show the calumnies of President Adams, by James Thompson Calendar. The reign of Mr. Adams has hitherto been one continued. Note: the text has been corrected for clarity and readability while maintaining the original content and context.